Chapter 27. El Sordo was making his fight on a hilltop. He did not like this hill, and when he saw it, he thought it had the shape of a canker. But he had had no choice except this hill, and he had picked it as far away as he could see it and galloped for it, the automatic rifle heavy on his back, the horse laboring, barrel heaving between his thighs, the sack of grenades swinging against one side, the sack of automatic rifle pans banging against the other, and Joaquin and Ignacio halting and firing to give him some time to get the gun in place. There had still been snow then, the snow that had ruined them, and when his horse was hit so that he wheezed in a slow, jerking, climbing stagger up the last part of the crest, splattering the snow with a bright, pulsing jet, Sordo had hauled him along by the bridle, the reins over his shoulder as he climbed. He climbed as hard as he could with the bullets spatting on the rocks, with the two sacks heavy on his shoulders, and then holding the horse by the mane, had shot him quickly, expertly, and tenderly, just where he had needed him, so that the horse pitched, head forward, down to plug a gap between two rocks. He had gotten the gun to firing over the horse's back, and he fired two pans, the gun clattering, the empty shells pitching into the snow, the smell of burnt hair from the burnt hide where the hot muzzle rested, him firing at what came up to the hill, forcing them to scatter for cover, while all the time there was a chill in his back from not knowing what was behind him. Once the last of the five men had reached the hilltop, the chill went out of his back, and he had saved the pans he had left until he would need them. There were two more horses dead along the slope, and three more were dead here on the hilltop. He had only succeeded in stealing three horses last night, and one had bolted when they tried to mount him bareback in the corral at the camp when the first shooting had started. Of the five men who had reached the hilltop, three were wounded. Sordo was wounded in the calf of his leg and in two places in his left arm. He was very thirsty, his wounds had stiffened, and one of the wounds in his left arm was very painful. He also had a bad headache, and as he lay waiting for the planes to come, he thought of a joke in Spanish. It was, "Hay que tomar la muerte como si fuera aspirina," which means, "You will have to take death as an aspirin." But he did not make the joke aloud. He grinned somewhere inside the pain in his head and inside the nausea that came whenever he moved his arm and looked around at what there was left of his band. The five men were spread out like the points of a five-pointed star. They had dug with their knees and hands and made mounds in front of their heads and shoulders with the dirt and piles of stones. Using this cover, they were linking the individual mounds up with stones and dirt. Joaquin, who was 18 years old, had a steel helmet that he dug with, and he passed dirt in it. He had gotten this helmet at the blowing up of the train. It had a bullet hole through it, and everyone had always joked at him for keeping it. But he had hammered the jagged edges of the bullet hole smooth, and driven a wooden plug into it, and then cut the plug off, and smoothed it even with the metal inside the helmet. When the shooting started, he had clapped this helmet on his head so hard it banged his head, as though he had been hit with a casserole, and in the last lung-aching, leg-dead, mouth-dry, bullet-spatting, bullet-cracking, bullet-singing run up the final slope of the hill after his horse was killed, the helmet had seemed to weigh a great amount and to ring his bursting forehead with an iron band. But he had kept it. Now he dug with it in a steady, almost machine-like desperation. He had not yet been hit.
"It serves for something, finally," Sordo said to him in his deep, throaty voice.
"Resistir y fortificar es vencer," Joaquin said,
his mouth stiff with the dryness of fear which surpassed the normal thirst of battle. It was one of the slogans of the Communist Party, and it meant, "Hold out and fortify, and you will win." Sordo looked away and down the slope at where a cavalryman was sniping from behind a boulder. He was very fond of this boy, and he was in no mood for slogans.
"What did you say?"
One of the men turned from the building that he was doing. This man was lying flat on his face, reaching carefully up with his hands to put a rock in place while keeping his chin flat against the ground. Joaquin repeated the slogan in his dried-up boy's voice without checking his digging for a moment.